With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The words of the White House press secretary, President Trump is willing to meet with anyone and talk to anyone. Proof of that?
It speaks volumes that we have a communist coming to the White House because that's who the Democrat Party elected as the mayor of the largest city in the country.
Caroline Leavitt talking about today's White House meeting between President Trump and New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani. The latter, who refers to himself as a democratic socialist, says he wants to talk to the president about making New York City more affordable. We are learning more about President Trump's latest proposal for bringing an end to Russia's war in Ukraine.
The proposed peace plan would limit the size of Ukraine's military, and Russia would gain land it has been unable to win on the battlefield. According to a draft document obtained by the AP, the proposal would also prevent a future expansion of NATO, which Moscow views as a potential threat. The White House says it has been receiving input from each side in the conflict, but Ukrainian President Zelensky has strongly opposed previous calls for territorial cessions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Ukraine continues to resist the idea of giving up any territory to the Russians. In a speech, Ukraine's deputy permanent representative to the UN vows Ukraine will make no land concessions to Russia. That could be too bitter a pill for Vladimir Putin to swallow. President Trump's crime-fighting initiative in Washington, D.C. is in jeopardy. A federal judge says National Guard troops must be taken off the city streets. However, the order is on hold, affording time for an appeal. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures up 167 points. The Nasdaq futures 46 points lower. This is SRN News. Americans are a lot more religious than Canadians.
According to a new poll from the think tanks Cartus and the Angus Reid Institute, 58% of Americans say faith is important in their daily lives, compared to 36% of Canadians. What also stands out on that question is that 45% of Canadians strongly deny that religion has any role in their lives, versus just 26% of Americans who feel that same way. U.S. residents also a lot more likely to be spiritually committed, go to church, pray, and read the Bible. Michael Harrington reporting.
Former Vice President Cheney's funeral yesterday at the National Cathedral in Washington once again put the giant church in the spotlight. Multiple presidents have received state funerals there. Memorials have also been held there for towering figures in American history, including the first black Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall and astronaut Neil Armstrong. This is SRN News. Things are looking good for the nation's largest retailer heading into the all-important holiday shopping season.
Walmart delivered another standout quarter, posting strong sales and profits that blew by Wall Street expectations as it wins over a broad base of shoppers, including cash-strapped Americans who have grown anxious about the economy. While other retailers dialed back projections, the nation's largest retailer raised its financial outlook Thursday after its strong third quarter, setting itself up for a strong holiday season.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. The federal government has released a new crash test dummy design. Advocates believe it will help to make cars and trucks safer for women. The Department of Transportation says it will consider using the dummy in the government's five-star safety ratings once a final rule is adopted. Women are 73% more likely than men to be injured in a head-on crash. More details at srnnews.com.